Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
It's the D-O-double-G, the Road Dog, Jesse James, and by my side, as always, is our badass Billy Gunn. Together we are the New Age Outlaws, and you're listening to the VOC Nation, and if you ain't down with that, we've got two words for you. Suck it.
We came from AM radio, and now it's all about the cloud.
It'll be a good time today, I promise. Take that from me, and if not, King David will give you your money back for today's show. So.
I will give you all the pesos that I have in my pocket.
Brady, you know, some things never change.
I think it's time we get serious for a moment here on the show.
VOC Nation, ladies and gentlemen, is what's happening. There's no doubt in my mind.
Technically, I like to throw in a lie into every episode, kind of like a fine tapestry.
If anybody else wants to hear about his 10-foot pole, just know, subtract 98 inches.
I was very misleading there when I spoke, because the truth is that I don't own a snake.
I'm looking at your Facebook page right now, Bruce, and I think you can use some BDP yoga.
If I'm paying $10 a month and getting all the pay-per-views and everything else to go with it, the pay-per-view doesn't have to be that good for me to still feel like I got my money's worth.
Oh my God! This is the best crowd I've ever seen in my entire life!
I love you all.
Take it worldwide, brother.
Worldwide.
Worldwide.
Worldwide, baby!
Worldwide, man.
Worldwide.
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 This is Lance Storm, and if I can be serious for a minute, you're listening to VOC Nation Worldwide.
VOC Wrestling Nation Worldwide and the VOC Nation Radio Network, the voice of choice with the Brady Hicks. Brady, King David Lane stepped aside today for I would say, do we want to say a special reason, or do we want to say just a reason? Where are we going with this?
Well, I guess you would consider this somewhat of a special reason. It's certainly a landmark occasion in the history of the VOC Wrestling Radio Network. I mean, how many times, Bruce, do you have the opportunity to reunite with someone that you despised? I mean, what does it come around? Like maybe like 10, 15, 20 times in a lifetime?
No, Namar is next week.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm confused all around.
Yeah. No, Namar is next week. Wait a minute. And you said reunite. I thought that this was isn't Carmine going to be on today doing Carmine Confidential? Isn't that why we were here today?
Oh, God. Oh, no comment.
Oh. So I'm totally off base. Now, listen, we are in, and Brady was supposed to be here in studio, but he bailed.
Yeah.
And that's okay. I've bailed enough in the last couple of months. But we're here today in the Net Carrier and Club studio. I'm sitting across about 3 feet. Is it 3 feet? 6 feet? No, it's about 4.5 feet from the from Wrestling Mark's Eric, who was part of our original family. And Eric, it's nice to have you back in the studio.
It's great to be back. It's new studio, new digs, and Brady, I showered for you and everything, and you don't even show up, man.
Yeah, Eric, how do you like the Net Carrier and Cloud In the Room studios? It's a mouthful, because when we merged with In the Room and thebradyhicks.com, we had to rebrand a little bit, and we want to take care of everybody. So this is the official Net Carrier and Cloud In the Room studios. It's located in the Net Carrier and Cloud. We use the network supply of Net Carrier, which is fantastic, and we're so grateful. But we're in the room. That's what we are right now.
All the times that I used to hear about being in the room, to officially be in the room now, truly an honor. And for a while, I was in the cloud.
In the cloud.
I was in the studio. I was in the cloud, and now I'm in the room.
It's a lot nicer to work in an actual studio environment, right? That was the thing that we missed about WNJC.
absolutely the best part about WNJC was being there face-to-face, the interaction, the things that went on during commercial breaks sometimes were better than what we were doing on the show.
Well, next week's special guest, Brady, and I know that you can definitely be a party to this. Next week's special guest, the battles between Namar and the program management at WNJC, I think that's the downfall. Brady, we look at Atlanta, Georgia, about being the downfall of the VOC Nation family, like the breakup when we all went all our separate ways and it was like we jumped the shark for a little bit. But that day when Brady, were you there? Were you there or was it Albert and Eric? Was that after you had already divorced?
I was there. I don't remember if it was I feel like you and I had recently kind of come to terms of sorts, and I came into actually I'm not sure of the exact timeline of it. It might have been before or after our split, but at some point I did return. So whether or not it was before or after, I don't really remember, but I was certainly there the day that Namar accidentally locked the producer's door.
And that'll be great, because I wasn't there. That was when NetCarrier first started to expand nationally. I did, I was doing a lot of traveling back then. Unfortunately, I'm doing more traveling now. But I was actually in an airport, and I got a text from Albert, a text from Eric. Actually, I'm not allowed to say his name on the air. I got a text from Eric, a text from somebody else, and a frantic text from Karen saying, please, you got to control this guy. And I really just texted Namar to say, calm down. And that he got offended that I said that. And it was just World War III for a while. And I think that planted some bad seeds between Eric and I. And things just spiraled downhill for the relationship. But you know, here we are again as a family. Well, as a family that broke up and is coming back to eat dinner together or something like that.
It's more like just a pick your reunion of any band over the last, 30 years. That's what this is like. It's just one of those, I don't know. You have to go back and you take a step back away from everything. I think we've all taken a step back.
Who, me?
Brady, you were there in the studio when Bruce quit on the air. Remember that?
At which time? Yes, I was. Absolutely. I mean, it happens. Here's the thing, and this is how I've always looked at it, especially since my nasty split with Bruce that turned out to be temporary.
Why do I have to be the constant in all these splits and bad feelings?
Well, I mean, that's maybe that's something that we need to examine there more in depth, maybe not on air.
I found you.
No, you did. And you found Jesus in the form of a lovely young woman who's set your heart aflutter and changed your world for the better. And I'm very happy for you. I mean, I can see the change in personality already.
You can see that. It's really, you can honestly see the change. Because I feel like I have changed in the last year. I've gotten a lot better at controlling my egotistical side of me.
I'll put it this way, and I never found you that unbearable, probably because we have very similar personalities. But as I was talking to Namar actually today, I was talking to Namar on Facebook, and we were kind of discussing the evolution of Bruce, and we definitely both agreed that your young lady has mellowed you out a whole lot, which is really nice.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. And honestly, I mean, I'm not going to talk about this on the air a lot, but I think that actually, and I was never really a church guy. I grew up not really liking organized religion, but if nothing else, going and finding this church that we're going to get married in, it has certainly given me, a positive light that I can hold on to, and it keeps me in check when I might fail. And I know Eric's a devil worshiper, so he probably doesn't want to hear this, but it really does. That plus Lena, I think, has has really helped. It helped the old VOC.
Well, I mean, whatever the case may be, you know, I can say that I'm thrilled to have Eric back in the family. I'm thrilled that Namar, you know, is seemingly interested in returning as well. I can't help but wonder what other reunions might be down the line. You know, maybe I feel a little movement here. I don't know.
Well, who else have we lost? We lost, you know, the person that we agreed, him and I agreed that we would not mention each other's name, and that is cool, and I will abide by that. So, I mean, I would love to talk to that guy again in a positive manner, and maybe Eric can help.
I'll say his name. Albert?
Yeah, that's
Am
him.
I allowed? Is it
that's
okay?
Him. You can say
his name. I'll say his name. I'm allowed.
I would say his name, but I don't want him to be angry at me because that is not – I want healing. I need to heal all of the bridges. I need to build them back up, and I think that I can keep them whole this time. I don't have any explosives. And because I was arguing with ISIS on Twitter, yeah. I have to make that known to the United States government. I do not own explosives, and I will never, ever partake in any of those things. So I will not attack terrorists, I promise. Anyway.
That's a relief.
Yeah, Brady.
After
guys,
last
Brady,
week, I was a little concerned to leave you alone there.
Yeah, I did see a you know, like a miscellaneous Muslim walking in the parking lot, so I was a little concerned today too. Anyway, Eric, Albert, we would love to at least talk to him again, and just you know, if not just for one moment in 1 week, just hug over the air.
I already, you know, I saw your tweet to Albert.
Yeah.
And I reached out to Albert, and we discussed it. You know, I'll be attached for a little bit. There's no animosity there. There's just, I think, a sense of moving forward. And until you get to where you want to be, it's kind of hard to go back. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm with you.
You know?
I just missed that. I miss it. Anyway, yeah, I get it. No, and I think, you know, just, and we'll move on from him. But I really hope, and I really do, honestly, from the bottom of my heart, I know that he is very, very he's very ambitious, and I hope that he actually gets to where he wants to be. I said that to Namar right after he left. I hope that he gets to be where he wants to be because I will feel good inside for being a small part of that in the beginning and helping him get started. So I wish nothing but the best for the guy.
Like I said, he's a good guy. I don't know. Albert and I stayed in touch. We talked. We hung out. We've done our things. And I think, like anything, never say never.
Who else can we bring back, Brady?
Well, I don't know, but I did want to add on to what you said about Albert really quickly in that because I...
Did we lose Brady?
I lost Brady. Brady decided.
Brady?
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Now we
got
you.
There we go.
Okay, I seem to have leaned on the mute button there. Sorry about that. I did
you
want to add
showed
on
up to the studio today, Brady. You
I know.
Wouldn't have that problem.
I know, but you know, sometimes life pulls you in these weird directions, and right now my direction is in my childhood home because I am babysitting my niece right now.
Ah, well, that's precious.
Yeah, I like to give back, you know, whenever I can. No, I did want to kind of expand on what you said about Albert, because I am allowed to talk about him. I mean, I don't, because I don't want to kind of stir the fire there, because I'm known for doing that, and I'm trying to get away from that, but I wasn't blocked by Albert. We're still friends on every social media network possible, and, you know, we occasionally do engage in civil conversations, and I can say this about Albert. He is one of the most driven guys that I've ever done anything with, when he wants to be, you know? When he was out there hustling and getting you interviews for the VOC Nation Radio Network and for the WNJC show, you know what? There was nobody better. There was nobody ballsier, or like, there was nobody who was like so unafraid to just approach anybody and see what could happen, you know? And he was very driven in that regard, and I do miss him a lot.
I can honestly say, Brady and Eric, there we would not be where we are today in this palatial studio if Albert was not a part of the VOC Nation. So we do miss him, and please pass along our regards. We're going to take our first break, Brady, so hang in there. And I want to invite anybody that wants to join the fray. You could do so toll-free. We had some people popping in and out of the hold queue while we were bantering. 855-VOC-RADIO. The toll-free number, it's 855-862-7234. That is the NetCarrier and Cloud hotline. We're in the NetCarrier and Cloud in the room studios located in beautiful New Jersey. So follow us on Twitter at VOC Nation. Follow Brady at Brady Hicks. Eric is still at Wrestling Marks. And we'll take a break. We'll come back on the other side. We'll talk some wrestling. We'll talk some old times. We'll talk with you if you choose. This is the VOC Wrestling Nation worldwide and the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey, everyone. It is your favorite knockout, Mickey James, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. Thanks for coming on down. It's Save Wrestling, the podcast, and the business making town. I am your award-winning hostess with the mostest, Shelly Funtime Martinez, and she is my co-host, Dazzling Danielle.
Woo! Hello out there.
And together we are the Martinez Girls. You finally did it. And you can join us here Monday, new time, 6 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation as we save wrestling together, Danielle. Fighting crime.
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, thebradyhicks.com, and for the first time ever, vocnation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 Central, vocnation.com, thebradyhicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today. And so much more.
Hey, it's me, the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. NetCarrier has many great products and services to increase your bottom line. Be sure to ask your NetCarrier representative about our hosted PBX. Call NetCarrier today for a free analysis of your phone bills. 877-255-7733. That's right, 877-255-7733. Call now.
The second building that was hit by the plane has just completely collapsed. The entire building has just collapsed as if a demolition team set off. When you see the old demolitions of these old buildings, it pulled it down on itself and it is not...
We are live with Carmine Confidential.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Like everyone else, you were born into bondage. Born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind.
Listen to Carmine Confidential. Weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. VOC Nation Radio Network.
The most polarizing personalities worldwide. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your events? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email the Voice of Choice at voc@vocnation.com.
Are you getting lost in the cloud? Is technology moving too fast for you? Find your way at netcarrier.com. Ride the N-Cloud and soar above your competition.
This is Buggy Nova, your Candyland princess,
And I want everyone to know that I love VOCNation.com.
Hey, how's it going? This is Amy Dumas, but you may know me as Lita. You're listening to the VOC Nation.
VOC Wrestling Nation Worldwide, the VOC Nation Radio Network, the voice of choice, Brady Hicks, and for the first time in quite some time, actually, is Wrestling Mark Sarek. So we're happy to be here all together once again. I got some calls on the board, and it's because we're in the studio, Eric.
Yeah.
I can't actually screen the calls like I would if I were remote. It's actually kind of weird. Brady, you don't have a studio board in front of you, do you?
No, but I could easily open one up. I have my laptop right here. I could do it remotely over the cloud.
You know what? Let's just wing it. I'm okay for winging it. By the way, anybody, this is a wrestling show, so we reminisced about the history of the VOC Nation. I do want to get back into that a little bit because there was that supposed tell-all show. It was about 2 hours when Albert had left, and I thought that was a very positive show, so I was surprised at the negativity that arose from that. But we don't even have to talk about that on the air. But let's share some good memories as we move forward. You got Night of Champions coming up. You got John Cena versus Brock Lesnar, I think, third, fourth, fifth time they've wrestled. I'm not as excited as I think the WWE wants me to be. And I don't know about you guys, but pretty lackluster Monday Night Raw.
I love Brock Lesnar as the champ, but when your champ's not on TV,
yes,
it's one thing to know he's not going to be on for a week. But when you know he's probably not going to be on, say, so the build-up's a five-week build-up to the next match, he's not going to be on three of them at least, it lacks something when your main event matches. You kind of have to figure out a way to keep the John Cena relevant for the title by using other people.
And why couldn't they just have Brock Lesnar versus somebody else in the interim while Cena's off doing his movie thing? Because he's filming a movie right now, right?
I don't know about that.
Or
I don't think
he is.
I'm sorry. I don't believe he's filming a movie. I know Dean Ambrose is away doing one right now. I think the biggest problem that you have with Brock Lesnar, aside from not being there, and you do want your champion there, is that he destroyed John Cena, which, like, by all accounts, that's great. If you hate John Cena like so many people do, that's awesome. But the way their SummerSlam match went and how one-sided it was, I don't know who else is stepping up to challenge Brock Lesnar. I mean, if you built John Cena up as head and shoulders above everybody, and then Brock Lesnar destroys him, what does that leave you with?
I've had the same problem in watching this lately. Is I was very happy that they gave the belt to Brock because I love him as a champion of WWE. I think there's a lot of things that can be done, but they had nothing in place other than John Cena to fight him.
Yeah.
Roman Reigns is nowhere near ready for Brock Lesnar in any way, shape, or form. And I think, honestly, the best person to go against Brock Lesnar would be Randy Orton. And he's on the wrong side.
Yeah, you got a double heel. And I don't even know if I'm excited about that.
I think there's something that could be done with it, just because Randy Orton's the one guy who, even when he's being a babyface, he's still a heel, kind of. So I think that's what you need against Brock Lesnar. You either need squeaky clean, or you need, like, a heel babyface sort of thing. And they don't have anybody. I was reading for a while there that they were saying Cesaro was going to be getting a...
Brady's guy.
He's great, but Cesaro versus Brock Lesnar does nothing. They need a huge build-up before Cesaro's ready for that.
Brady,
you know who they need, Bruce. You do know who WWE needs to come in and save the day.
Ratboy?
No, CM Punk.
Oh, boy. Don't even get me started. You know what?
CM Punk.
I'm going to the phones. I'm going to the phones. I can't even talk about CM Punk. I'm gonna do this by area code. So if you're in area code 407, you're in the VOC Wrestling Nation. What's going on?
It's been a really, really long time, and if you guys are going to talk about Brock Lesnar, I mean, I might as well join the conversation. It's really nice in Florida, by the way. The weather's beautiful. The times are right. And I guess the worlds are all colliding. The planets are aligning, and Albert A.C. Smooth has joined the VOC Nation in a very, very, very good way. I miss you guys. What's going on?
It's nice to hear from you, Albert. I'm very, very happy that this could happen. So I can't be happier. I am at a peaceful point in my life, and I just want all of the drama and negativity to go away. And I was very, very hopeful that we would be able to do this today. And I'm glad to hear from you. It's nice to hear your voice.
It's nice to be heard, my friend. I got your tweets, and it's been a long time coming. You know, this is something that we definitely need to settle, squash, and put in our past and move forward, you know?
Well, like I said, for both of us, I mean, we pretty much, for Albert's final hurrah on the air here about a year ago, and then my retort the week after, they were both very positive things. We both made very positive recollections of our, you know, time together, 4 years, 5 years, whatever it was. So, yeah, I guess there was really no bad blood. Maybe we had, I think, emotions and you know, any time that DeMar's around, things get more emotional. He's just a polarizing guy. So I
really called in to clear the air with you, Bruce, and you know, Brady and Eric, and I haven't talked to you guys in forever. And I haven't spoken to anybody about the whole situation. I know that I did that Cameron thing with Completely Damaged, which was just out of anger, just to get unnecessary attention. But honestly, it was just one of those things where I had a bunch of personal issues going on. I did officially move to Florida, and I wanted to get away from everything and just kind of hit the reset button. That included friends in the adult entertainment world. That included, you know, the radio stuff. I'm still, as much as I can be, involved in professional wrestling out here. But for the most part, like I said, guys, it was absolutely nothing against you guys. It was nothing against Namar, as much as he got on my nerves. I loved him like a brother, and he knows that. It was one of those things where I needed to, you know, just hit the reset button. You know what I mean?
Albert, except for one thing about you being in Florida, if I have to see your ugly face on NXT one more time, I'm going to cancel my subscription.
Yeah, no, it's been fun, man. I've been to every show that I can go to out here, and they treat me really nice. They put me ringside for the most part, and, yeah, you'll see my ugly mug on there a couple times coming up in the next few months.
You know, Albert, I follow him on Twitter. He doesn't follow me either. And, of course, the only people that do follow me are Latin Americans, which is okay with me. Latin American people from the Far East. I have a lot of non-English followers, and I'm happy about that. But
Muslims follow you too, Bruce.
Muslims do follow me, and I do argue with them about world politics and religion. But Albert, you know, I do follow you, your antics and what's going on in your life from time to time. And sometimes I'm jealous. I really I see the people that you're able to be around, the lovely ladies, and I really do envy you in some way, shape, or form. I wish that was, you know, as much as I love my relationship, I wish that I was that guy again, and sometimes that leaks out of me from time to time.
Well, I've never said it publicly, and I guess this is the most appropriate time to say it.
Wait a minute, what are you going to say?
He's coming out of the closet.
I'm going to say that I have to credit you, Bruce. I learned a lot from you doing conventions and stuff like that, and you taught me a lot as far as entertaining people in the microphone, and I took it with me into the adult entertainment world, and now I host conventions with Exotica. And LA Direct has actually hired me again. Hopefully, I'll get a confirmation email sometime in the near future for Edison, New Jersey. We're going to do Edison. I just got done Chicago and Fort Lauderdale, and I'll be headed to Edison, New Jersey, hopefully November 29th, I believe it is. No, November 29th.
Oh, man. He will dish
November
the dirt, and he will tell on any and everybody.
I'm guessing that he wasn't part of the party, Mr. Namar. Is he not joining this party as well, or no?
No, he's going to come. He's going to be in studio with Brady and I in the Net Carrier and Cloud In the Room studios in beautiful suburban New Jersey. He's going to be here next week. So anybody, any Namar Wells fans out there, if you miss him, if you loved him, if you hated him.
Who, me?
Yes. He'll be here next week right here in studio.
See, Albert, Bruce hasn't figured out a way to bridge the gap. Or the put out the olive branch between me and Namar, I guess. Yeah. So.
But in my book, you'll always be smooth, brother.
He's one of those guys, man. Namar's just one of those guys. You love him or you hate him, but he's just one of those guys, man. He's got that personality. I have absolutely no heat with the guy, and I wish he was on the line so we could talk again. But it's cool, man. I'm glad I had the chance to talk to you guys. I know you guys are talking about Brock Lesnar. If you don't mind my opinion on that.
Yeah, I love him.
The problem with WWE is that Brock Lesnar was not really a force to be reckoned with, and now he's way too seriously taken. To destroy John Cena like that, you kind of leave him open to, well, there's nobody else to face him. Because you got the face of the company, the superhero that is John Cena. You completely destroy him. Who else is going to step up and take that beating?
Well, Brady said CM Punk is the guy.
If CM Punk wants to come back, man, I think he's happily where he is right now.
Now, there will never be – let me make this clear for anybody that – I think you were still on the air when I said this the last time. CM Punk will never, ever, ever appear in a WWE ring again until he's at least 45. Then they all get – it's like nostalgia.
When he can come back for the Legends contract, that's when he'll be back.
Albert, can you hang in while I take another call?
Of course I can, yeah.
All right, let's go. And again, I can't screen the calls in the studio because I don't have a producer. Let's go to area code 702. You're in the VOC Wrestling Nation. What's going on?
Well, Bruce, I'm sorry to ruin your little family reunion there, but the great one has arrived.
You know, actually, let me start. Sorry, Harry. You can hear me, but I will not be able to hear you. I'll come back to you in a little bit. It's a British guy. He thinks highly of himself, and he started this like feud with me. Brady had a feud with you first, right?
Yeah, I mean we've been feuding for years. He thinks very highly of himself. So
and plus I'm convinced
he's not humble like Bruce or I are. So
I'm really gonna like this guy.
Well, all people in London are terrorists now. I mean that's what they've gone Islam over there. You have to be careful.
Well, here's the problem, Bruce. Anybody that comes from a country where they call football and they play it with that silly soccer ball,
yeah,
they don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah. Brady, what were you going to say?
No, I was just going to say that if nothing else, Harry's kind of become like a mascot of sorts, like a Malcolm Wildman. Very lovable.
Yeah, have any of you guys heard from Malcolm?
Oh, my God.
No,
I've done my fair share of research.
Yeah, Albert and I are convinced that he's dead.
There's no obituaries, thankfully. I think that he's institutionalized.
That's the other thing.
Yeah, I think that he is. Even his brother doesn't know where he's at. Have you heard
about
that?
I think the state of California finally got him. I know he was paranoid about that for a while.
Yeah,
sanity, man. He just disappeared.
Yeah.
Yeah, he went to he was in San Francisco or Oakland, whatever it was, and he went down to be an actor in Hollywood, and he was staying at a homeless shelter, and that was the last time we heard from him.
You know what? I think once he talked to Henry Winkler, and Henry Winkler was gonna put him in a movie, it seemed like he went off the map, and that was it.
Yeah, I think he really might have taken that. It might have gone to his head.
We might have gone a little too far with that one.
Do you think he showed up at Henry Winkler's house?
That we would hear about in TMZ, I'm sure.
Yeah, unbelievable. Well, listen, Albert, I don't want to take up all of your time. I certainly appreciate it. I mean, it really is. I have wanted this for such a long time, and, you know, I really do. I appreciate everything you ever did. While you were up here and with us, and you're a talented guy, and I really hope that you get everything that you're trying to get because you know you work hard, and we all know that you'll do it by any means necessary, and I hope that you get noticed and you can live your dream, because I know that that's what you want to do.
Well, I would like to take that and say thank you, and also mention that on September 13th, officially, I am going to be a part of, this is the chief plug, sorry, Bruce, for Vintage Pro Wrestling, who just signed a TV deal here in Orlando, Florida. And they're doing something like a Royal Rumble-esque type show on Saturday, and they've officially invited me to be their opener. And I believe we're going to work that into backstage interviews and stuff like that. So hopefully I will be on Orlando television starting in October. I think it's October 14th. They get on the Bright House Network. So, yeah, things are going awesome, and I have to credit you for that. I have to credit the VOC Nation for that, and I have to credit, you know, everybody and anybody who's ever taken a part in molding Albert A.C. Smooth, in quotation marks, the character. Because, again, like I said, you influenced me a lot and taught me a crazy amount as far as being on the microphone and being confident and just going out there and just doing it, stop thinking about it kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, don't be so kind to me, though. It really does.
Can I interrupt the Love Fest to say something? I just had a great because I just have to say something. I don't know if you guys are aware of Albert has a gimmick. And this gimmick is rather unique, needless to say. Anybody who saw Albert, he came up, we did the weekend Legends of the Ring, right, Albert? Is that when you were up with Trump? Albert now wears
lenses. There it is.
I've seen without the lenses.
Yeah.
Albert, that is too much.
Now, I gotta tell you guys something.
Hold on, I'm enjoying the song. I haven't heard it in a long time.
I do.
Holy crap, that's a second.
This used to be my favorite.
Viva Mexico! Viva America!
Mi sangre por ti! That's not even true. Anyway.
Wow.
Weekend, we spent at wrestling conventions and such. I gotta tell you, I heard some of the best jokes I've ever heard in my entire life about a guy wearing glasses with no eyeglasses in.
I'll explain that in like 5 seconds, okay? I know it looks ridiculous, and I know most people find it hilariously funny. The thing is, when I'm at a convention and I'm approaching people to buy photos and autographs and the girls, believe it or not, they're scared to approach, absolutely terrified. I put on the glasses as a dare from one of the ladies. They said I wouldn't do it, blah, blah, blah. So I put it on, and approaching people just became instantly easier. They see a guy in glasses, and they just come over. It's almost like an invitation.
Glasses without lenses, Albert. Glasses without lenses.
Yeah, I don't need them. I don't need lenses. And they become a conversation piece because they come over, and they look at me. Man, those are the cleanest lenses. Oh, well, you don't have lenses? And then it just opens the door to sell whatever I have to sell. So it's become just, you know, conversation piece, I guess. And I normally only wear it for adult conventions. I decided to have some fun and wear it to the wrestling convention, and I still haven't heard the end of that one.
We spent 2 hours at lunch that day. I swear to you, it was one of the funniest lunches I ever had in my entire life.
Stop saying that. That's my line.
Sorry. I only wish I could even remember one joke that was said at that lunch. It was so hilarious.
Well, Albert, listen, Good luck there. I know you guys are doing WrestleCade as well, or is it WrestleCade? Is that the event? Mm-hmm. WrestleCade in November and
Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Another one. The credit to you, not to kiss any more butt, but if you hadn't introduced me to the guy, this wouldn't be happening. So
yeah, I say Albert, stay whatever you do, whatever you want. He did the thing in the ring, and then he screws me like a week later. Screw you, Albert. anyway, Eric got me that gig, and then we had the falling out. So it's all good. When it goes around, comes around. And again, Albert, you'll never believe this, but I've actually found Jesus, and I'm a spiritual guy now. But I would still, if any of those porn stars that you are associate with want to give me like one last shot, I'd be open to the possibility. That's all I'm saying.
I'll see if I can pull some strings. I don't know.
I hope the pastor's not listening. The pastor last week approached me at the end of church, and he said, you know, what's this radio thing that you do? And I said something like, you know, I can put the sermons up on there. And he said, listen, I don't want my stuff associated with your stuff. And we left it at that. But
hopefully this isn't the one show he tunes into.
Yeah, I hope not either. All right, thanks for checking it out. I really appreciate it. And,
not a problem. I appreciate you giving me the airtime, and I'm glad we can mend these fences. You guys take it easy. Best of luck in the future.
Call in next week with Namar, too. I think that'll be a real treat. I think that'll be fun.
I'll see if I can surprise him. I think that'll be an interesting conversation.
All right, good luck.
Be easy, guys. Bye.
Later.
Brady, you got your wish.
Yeah. How about that? I'm not surprised. What surprised me more was the manner in which he abruptly left. It was just so bizarre, especially having been on the air and then having left the show early that day when he basically muted Nanny and did his monologue. I had no idea, and it totally came out of nowhere for me.
I had nothing to do with that either.
Yeah, you can look. You can't look. You're looking at me in straight face to face. I'm sure that that's the case. It's okay. You know, Brady, we survived. You know what I'm saying? We survived.
Oh, we're like cockroaches in a way. You know, we're still here. Still
we did survive. And you know, I'm very happy that you know, nobody. You never say never in anything. And Brady said it last week. We always seem to have like an annual reunion, and then something happens. Usually, Namar is part of that, and then it just blows up. And I'm not saying anything negative about Namar, just in case he's listening. But he's just a polarizing guy, and he brings out I guess certain things that he says gets me irate in some way, and then you know, I go crazy. And so next week, hopefully, I can bring Jesus into the studio with me.
Well, I definitely don't know. I wouldn't be able to get into the studio in that case.
Yes, you
no,
would
brother,
be.
I wouldn't use your Jesus line with Namar. I will tell you that.
Why? Him and I have talked about it. I actually invited him to my church.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I smell a new show where Bruce and Namar and I get to debate those wonderful topics.
We had that Searching for Answers show once upon a time.
Okay. That was before you found Jesus, though.
That was. I'm on the other side of this religion. Or I'm on the other side of the debate now, and I'm very happy that is the case. 855-VOC.
Oh, well, my name is Namar Wells, guys. Make sure you come and follow me on Twitter. At Namar Wells at Twitter.
Yeah, next week. 855-VOC-RADIO, the toll-free number. I'm going to give Harry some time on the other side of the break. So, Harry, hang in there. I just want to run up that international phone bill just a little bit more before we get to you. 855-862-7234, live from the NetCarrier and Cloud In The Room studios here in the VOC Nation Radio Network. Simulcast, by the way, on thebradyhicks.com. And check that out. It's newly redesigned and just a fantastic site. And Brady, nice work, by the way, on that. That is it's awesome. It's a much, much more aesthetically pleasing site than the old format.
Thank you. Yeah, I actually sat down with my on-again, off-again webmaster probably about a month ago. And I basically told him that I just wanted everything to be easy to find, you know. It doesn't need to be cluttered with ads for people that aren't sponsors anymore, and it just, I don't know. I didn't need so many links, you know. It was just simpler is better, and I think he did a great job putting it together.
Yeah, I certainly think that as well, and we've gotten a lot of feedback from the listeners, and I think you hit the nail on the head, Brady, and I think that people will flock to that site much more than they had in the past, simply because they know they can find things a lot easier.
Cool.
Yeah. It was like VOC Nation was once a mess. I mean, just a complete mess, and it was the most horrible website ever that you could ever think of. And it might still be, but I don't think so, because we actually brought in Glenn McDonald. Yeah,
Glenn McDonald.
I always forget his last name. Just a
Glenn is absolutely. Glenn is absolutely amazing. And if I could plug real quick, just because I'm thinking of it, actually, debuting tonight on the VOC Nation Radio Network at 9:30 is Your Ultimate Fantasy with DJ and Derek. They're going to be here all NFL season talking any fantasy football questions that you might have. These are two experienced winning fantasy football strategists. And the reason that I bring this up is because I went to Glenn and I said, here's the show, here's what it's about, here's the guys. And Glenn did a logo. He created an entire marketing campaign for this show that he knew nothing about. Glenn is an amazing guy and such a talent and such an asset for the network.
I absolutely am. Follow him on Twitter, by the way, at The Attic Dweller. And I don't even want to know where he came up with that name.
Well, he's Attic Designs.
Oh, okay.
He actually works out of an attic. His office is in the attic.
I was scared that he actually lived in my attic. And
no.
I hear noises up there from time to time, and I just, okay, that's good. Well, he doesn't have as many tattoos as you do, so I'm not as scared.
No.
But you never know. You just never know.
He has one of those Bon Jovi Superman tattoos. He'll be mad at me for saying that. He does.
We'll talk about the schedule on the other side. Plus, the VOC Nation Fantasy Football League is starting, so get in on that. And if you don't know how, just follow the VOC Nation on Twitter, at VOC Nation. Check out the link to that. It's a pick'em pool. It's not fantasy with players. It's a pick'em pool. There is a fee to get in just because we have to pay Glenn to actually run the pool. But anyway, come back on the other side, 855-VOC-RADIO. We'll talk to Harry. We'll talk to you, and we'll talk some wrestling in the last 15 minutes. We're here till 6:30 tonight. This is the VOC Wrestling Nation Worldwide in the VOC Nation Radio Network.
This is King Kong Bundy, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
The godless voice of Crab Nation. None of these assholes would have the balls to say any of this to anyone live.
I get hard as more than stones. I'm going to hurl at a homosexual.
He's got 6 ounces of weed,
and he's saving his roaches?
Bangable and diabetic.
Pass the car keys.
This is Stevie Wonder.
Free speech zone should just be the air, motherfucker.
Catch the crabs on Crab Nation Live weekdays.
Noon to 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation.
Hey, I'm the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. Are you tired of paying high telephone and internet bills for your business? It's time to call NetCarrier, baby! If you're ready to take your phone service into the cloud, NetCarrier is the place to go to get the best in telecommunication service. Call NetCarrier today for a free analysis of your phone bills. 877-255-7733. That's right, 877-255-7733. Call now.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email The Voice of Choice at voc@vocnation.com.
Hey there, hi there, ho there, thanks for coming on down. It's Save Wrestling, the podcast in the business making towns. Hear all about how I make towns and so much more every Monday, right before Raw, 6 p.m. Eastern, here on the VOC Nation. Adios.
The Voice of Choice here. Are you looking for a videographer for your event? Maybe a wedding, party, company video? Well, listen, Metro Media Studios is focused on providing high-quality service and customer satisfaction, and they'll do everything they can to meet your needs. They got a variety of services to choose from. They'll make sure that you get the professionally produced video of your dreams. MetroMediaStudios.com. That's Metro with an A, MediaStudios.com. Check them out today.
It's not easy being in IT today. Data is growing exponentially, technology is changing at an accelerating pace, and the consequences of unplanned downtime are more serious than ever. StoryPipe helps eliminate these risks by automating all the data protection and disaster recovery for your laptops, servers, and virtual systems through a single provider. StoryPipe can help you free up more time, recover faster, and improve the reliability of your backup process. Visit StoryPipe.com.
Business owners, prepare to take charge. Get the latest trends in business and technology every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, presented by NetCarrier. Tweet your business questions in advance at NetCarrier using the hashtag TakeChargeTuesday. Or call live toll-free at 855-VOC-RADIO.
This is TNA Knockout, Madison Rain, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
Live from the In the Room studios located in the NetCarrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
VOC Nation Radio Network, this is the VOC Wrestling Nation, and we're worldwide at VOCNation.com, simulcast on TheBradyHicks.com, and that leads me to say that we're in the NetCarrier In the Room studios, the NetCarrier and Cloud In the Room studios, located in New Jersey. Eric's here in the studio with me, and Brady is via satellite today. And guys, before the break, we were talking a little bit about what it would take for the WWE to make use of Brock Lesnar, and Brady jokingly said CM Punk, Eric said Randy Orton. I think that it's a bad idea all the way around. I think they should have him against Hogan.
Oh, if you want to go like crazy with the idea of what they, I think the number one idea is they want to keep him champ as long as they can until Daniel Bryan can come back.
See, I think the WWE has written off Daniel Bryan as a B player, like somebody that can't hang.
I think that there's way too much money to be had in a comeback for him. And I'll give you one other ridiculous, you know, rat boy-esque type name. I know they say they don't want him, but I think it could be like a short program that could work for Brock Lesnar, Kurt Angle.
Yeah, Kurt, I don't, but he's injury prone too, isn't
understood,
that?
But just bring him back for that. Let's no build up to fighting Brock Lesnar. Bring him back, one program, maybe get two pay-per-views. I don't even want Kurt Angle to wrestle anybody else. Just wrestle Brock Lesnar. He doesn't even have to be on TV, be involved, don't wrestle, go and because, you know, I keep feeling like they're pushing all this 16 suplexes and blah, 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 or whatever. And you kind of go, okay, well, who's someone that could...
Benoit.
No, he'd be too busy killing him to actually, you know.
What about Sting, guys? I mean, Sting, Brock Lesnar, is that not...
I thought about it.
Am I off base on that?
I have no
idea. I think that the only way that this works, And again, I do think that they dropped the ball with Cena because it's fine that Brock Lesnar won, but he didn't have to destroy him. You need somebody that could come in there, maybe score like a non-title win, and just give you that reasonable doubt that he could be a challenger. I'm thinking along the lines of like a Cesaro or like Dean Ambrose or somebody like that who could, you know, they don't have to build an entire pay-per-view around him for him to be a top challenger for the belt. They need more guys like that. That you just feel like maybe you're almost ready to step up to that level.
Dean Ambrose is a good name to throw in there.
Yeah, he's entertaining.
I think because they've gone the right direction with him where he's kind of that loose cannon type of attitude that he wouldn't care what it took to try and beat Brock Lesnar. It would be one
right.
of those scenarios where basically, like you're saying, Brady, maybe he could just pull off that, you know, Monday Night Raw main event non-title match win that gives you at least interest for another, you know, 3 to 4 weeks leading up to a pay-per-view.
Do you think that Dean Ambrose, in terms of how over he is, legitimately over, do you think that that's somebody who, if the WWE gave him a win or some kind of fight against Lesnar without weapons, that he would that be damaging to what they're trying to do with Lesnar?
I don't know what Eric thinks, but I mean, if I could interject my thoughts before he goes, I feel like when you got something special like what you have with Brock Lesnar, you have to use that opportunity to make other stars, especially when you don't have a lot of stars stepping up. You're not going to hurt Brock Lesnar so much as you are going to help somebody else.
Right.
Because Brock Lesnar's still heads and shoulders above the whole roster at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, you could definitely, you could almost eat, you can, the thing with Brock Lesnar's right now, you could make a superstar out of somebody, and they wouldn't even have to beat Brock Lesnar. That's where he's at right now. It's kind of like, do you recall, remember when The Undertaker, I know it was a Monday Night Raw ladder match against Jeff Hardy, and the WWE was really pushing Jeff Hardy as a singles wrestler, and nobody was really buying it until that night, and Jeff Hardy lost. And all it took was really The Undertaker, like, appearing frustrated that this kid wouldn't stay down.
I mean, Steve Austin, Bret Hart, 1-2-3 Kid, Scott Hall.
Right.
I mean, that does happen, and you need a powerhouse to be able to develop those.
Right, and so that's where you can take advantage of Brock right now. And I think you have even, you have potential. You could figure out a way. You could, Seth Rollins, he could do the same type of thing with Seth Rollins. They're really high on him, and they've gotten to a certain point in the hierarchy of the WWE roster, but that might be what it takes to really push into the next level, would be that type of thing, something with Brock Lesnar.
Brady, you mind if I take a call, get rid of my ISIS sympathizer on the line?
Sure, that's fine.
We got a couple minutes, and Harry's waited the whole show, and I'm going to give him his couple of minutes to be on the air. He actually, we had him in the hold queue, in the backdoor queue. Well, never mind. Harry, what's going on? What do you think about Brock Lesnar? Who can the WWE make a star out of with Brock Lesnar?
Well, Bruce, I'm going to say one that is quite silly, but it's not as silly as Hicks's idea of CM Punk, and that's
Jerry
Rock.
The Rock. I thought you were going to say Jerry Springer, because he'll be on Raw next week.
No, I said not as silly as Hicks's pick.
Okay. Yeah, The Rock, they've talked about, I think Vince McMahon wants The Rock and Brock to be WrestleMania, and wasn't Triple H going in a different direction? He wanted Roman Reigns.
He wants Roman Reigns.
Who isn't over at all?
I don't think Roman Reigns is at all ready for it. And The Rock, that's an easy, if you want to just, an easy sell, absolutely. But from a wrestling fan standpoint, it doesn't interest me at all. Because it's, again, you're going back to the part-timers thing again.
They love that.
And I love The Rock, and he's very entertaining, but not put him in WrestleMania, great, not in a title match.
Brady, will The Rock ever wrestle again?
I do believe he'll wrestle again, but I don't know that you're ever going to see The Rock as a champion again.
Yeah, but wouldn't you have said that a couple of years ago, Hicks?
I would have said that same thing, sure, but I do believe that that entire program was just based around the idea that we're going to try and make Cena bigger than he is.
Listen to this, guys, and this is for the benefit of everybody. Harry, you as well. I just, I have, and this is up on 411mania.com, and this is breaking news about Brock Lesnar, and I'm going to read verbatim from the website. Many people have been wondering how the WWE, this is Jeremy Thomas reporting, by the way, very credible source, and he's quoting the Wrestling Observer, who is certainly credible, how WWE plans to proceed with Brock Lesnar as the WWE World Heavyweight Champion. And Lesnar, we all know, has a contract that's included a limited schedule. And just like Eric said, it's hard to build a guy and make him champion when there's a limited schedule. And the Observer is reporting that Lesnar's deal has been restructured now that he's champion and will allow him to work virtually any Raw or pay-per-view that he's needed. So we could be seeing, maybe not at house shows, but almost every Raw see Brock Lesnar.
But isn't that just brilliant to say that, even if it's not true?
Well, because then people will watch.
Right. So that's the thing. It doesn't even have to be true. It's brilliant to say that. If you're Vince or what, you're letting a rumor like that get out. You're putting it out there even. It's brilliant. I mean, I hope it's true. But even if it's not, it's brilliant to have it out there because it's just going to be something now everybody's going to wonder.
Brady, big news from
and
the
as
WWE?
Usual, Bruce, you steal my thunder.
Is that what you were going to come in with?
I was going to come in with that, yeah. I had that setting up while I was in the queue.
Ah, there he goes. See, Brady, you didn't tell me that Harry breaks news as well. He's just like Rat Boy.
Oh, come on, that's the biggest insult you've ever come out with.
But here's the thing, Bruce, is like Rat Boy occasionally will make predictions that come true. Kind of like a broken clock. At least twice a day you know Rat Boy's going to be right. Whereas Harry, I've never heard him predict anything that necessarily comes true. I mean, he's great at, like, scouring the internet, copying and pasting rumors that he sees, but that's about where Harry's brilliance ends.
Hey, Brady, didn't you say you were a cockroach about 10 minutes ago? I've got to say that's the first time we've ever agreed on anything.
See, that's the value of Harry. Actually, Harry, we're right at the end, and I got to move along because I got some other people waiting, and I got to get to them. Thank you for the call in the best way that I can thank you.
Good day, Bruce.
All right.
I said good
Cheerio.
Day.
Stop Cheerio. Stop sympathizing with the Middle Easterners. What's going on, Rat Boy?
Nothing much, man. There's nothing happening on Raw. I want to say... Is Eric there?
I'm still here, Rat Boy.
Well, welcome back.
Hey, man, how are you?
I'm doing all right, man. I got one question for you.
Okay.
Where the hell you been at, huh?
Where have I been?
Yeah, tell us where you've been. We're overtime now. And, Brady, I know that you had an engagement at 6:30. You have to run?
I do have to run, yeah, but I'd love to hear the rest of Rat Boy's call.
Yeah, well, we're gonna bail. We are over time, and Pandemonium's coming up at 7:30 Eastern time, just for everybody that listens to that show. So don't worry about that. Nanny and Kevin and King David Lane as the third man in the box at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. And real quick, because the music will cut me off at some point, don't forget to follow VOC Nation on Twitter and join our fantasy football pool. There's a small fee for joining so we can cover the expense of running it, but there is prizes at the end of the season and very, very good prizes that can make you a lot of money. So make sure you do that. But Rat Boy, go ahead. I'm sorry. Actually, Eric was going to talk about where he's been.
Well, I've been doing absolutely nothing exciting, Rat Boy. Just raising two kids and working.
I know.
I'm sorry. It's just a very I don't know, man. I do Legends of the Ring still, and that's about it. I kind of stepped out of the wrestling world.
Yeah, Brady. You know, and Rat Boy, if I could just interrupt you for a second, I'll give you your piece again. Brady, listen, I feel like I did a good job for those guys for all those years. And Eric and I have a falling out, and I disappear from Legends of the Ring. You know, I got 3 private messages on Facebook about that.
Well, you know what's fascinating, actually, is that half of that vendor room now is wrestling, like,
podcasters.
Yeah, and now they advertise on their site, Legends of the Ring, that you can, you know, buy tables to do that.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. So take it as a compliment, really, that...
We're pioneers!
Exactly. Now the Fink, he still hosts.
I was the host before the Fink, Eric.
But he really doesn't do... They don't really do anything anymore. There's no more out-think the Fink. It's a quiet room now with these little podcasts going on that, I don't know what they're talking about when they're there.
Steve Kern got his wife. Stevie Richards as well. Big middle finger. Anyway, Rat Boy, what else is on your mind? Real quick, because we're running behind. We're running ahead. We're running late. Whatever.
Let's put it this way. At least he left the Mexican where he's at.
Well, you know, did you hear Albert was with us a little bit earlier?
No. I'm out on the road.
All right. Well, listen back to the podcast. And definitely, I want to hear from you next week when Namar's in studio, okay?
Oh, you definitely will, man.
All right. I'll see you then.
Later.
All right, bye.
All right. Brady, it's been fun today. This was a great time.
I did have a lot of fun. And, Eric, thank you
for
the pleasure. I don't know enough about what went down between you and Bruce, but I can say that, especially since I've come back to the network – a few years ago, that you and I have always gotten along very well, and I'm kind of really glad to see you back and part of the family. So it was a fun show. I hope we can do this again soon.
Well, thanks. I appreciate you having me back. I know a lot's changed since last I was here, but it all changed for the better, and I appreciate you guys having me back.
Yeah, and you know, we have there's so many shows now, and I think Brady and I have talked, and certainly, you know, we'll talk more off the air, but there's a lot of room. I hate doing this show, for example. So, I mean, you can always slide back in here and you know, because I do the Net Carrier show on Tuesdays, the business show. So, you know, my schedule is very, very limiting with the travel. So that there's always a place if you wanted to, you know, work your way back in. We also have the Carmine show, which I think you would love, and
check that out.
You're definitely up that alley, and some sports stuff. So great to have Eric back in the friendly graces of VOC Nation. I want to thank everybody for listening, and certainly follow Eric at Wrestling Marks. Go to WrestlingMarks.com to book talent for your convention or party or whatever it is that you're looking to book talent for. Even if you just want to say that you know them, like a lot of wrestling fans do that. Brady Hicks is at Brady Hicks on Twitter, and follow the network at VOC Nation. You could follow me at Bruce VOC, but I really only like the internationals. I like the non-English speakers. That's my forte. Brady, you'll be in studio next week with Namar Wells and myself, right?
I will, absolutely. I can't wait to be there. I felt like I missed out today, though.
Yeah, it would have been nice to have you, but we understand that you just didn't care that much.
I showered, I shaved.
He didn't shave, Brady.
Brady, I even manscaped for you, pal.
This is a professional atmosphere, and he comes in with a hat and a full beard. I think my employees were very, very, very startled.
Yeah, I think they were a little bit scared of me, but that's all right.
But next
week
you're here.
Yeah. Yeah, I will be.
They'll be more scared of Namar once he breaks a door or something like that here.
Yeah, we have to be careful. We're going to have the guards here in the studio next week. So it's going to be a happening, as Gorilla Monsoon said. So thanks to Eric and Brady, and who knows where it goes from here. Again, very thankful to also have Albert as part of the fray for a little bit as well. Check out the podcast tonight, podcast.vocnation.com. Subscribe if you haven't done so already. And we will see you next week with our special guest, Namar Wells, right here in the Net Carrier NCLOT In The Room studio worldwide in the VOC Nation Radio Network.
It's me, it's me, it's the D-O-double-G, the Road Dog, Jesse James, and by my side, as always, is our badass Billy Gunn. Together we are the New Age Outlaws, and you're listening to the VOC Nation, and if you ain't down with that, he's got two words for you. Suck it.
We came from AM Radio, and now it's all about the cloud.
It'll be a good time today, I promise. You know, take that from me, and if not... King David will give you your money back for today's show. So.
I will give you all the pesos that I have in my pocket.
Brady, you know, some things never change.
I think it's time we get serious for a moment here on the show.
VOC Nation, ladies and gentlemen, is what's happening. There's no doubt in my mind.
Technically, I like to throw in a lie into every episode, kind of like a fine tapestry.
If anybody else wants to hear about his 10-foot pole, just know, subtract 9 feet and 8 inches off.
I was very misleading there when I spoke, because the truth is that I don't own a snake!
I'm looking at your Facebook page right now, Bruce, and I think you can use some BDP yoga.
If I'm paying $10 a month and getting all the pay-per-views and everything else to go with it, the pay-per-view doesn't have to be that good for me to still feel like I have my money's worth.
Oh my God! This is the best crowd I've ever seen in my entire life!
I love you all.
Take it worldwide, brother.
Worldwide.
Worldwide.
Worldwide, baby!
Worldwide, man.
Worldwide.
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 This is Lance Storm, and if I can be serious for a minute, you're listening to VOC Nation Worldwide. You can't.